Hey friends, over 60% of you are listening to me right now on an Apple product. iPhone, iPad, iTunes. I need your help. The truth is, Apple will make this podcast more discoverable to new listeners the more reviews it has. So I'm here asking you to take a moment and leave a review. If you've gained any value from this podcast, the greatest thing you can do for it, besides spreading the word and telling friends, is leaving a review. It's real simple. If you're on your phone, head over to my podcast page within the Apple Podcast app and leave a review. Or if you're on a computer, you can head over to my podcast page within the iTunes app. That's it. That's all I ask. And if you have other podcasts that you love, do them a favor and do the same for them. It'll make their day. Now let's get this podcast started already. Welcome to the Gary Cantrell Podcast. This is a bonus edition. That's right, folks. You know, I never, ever set out for the show to be, you know, more than once a week. It's just the format. I think it serves well as once a week. But this week in particular, I just could not wait any longer. This needed to be done today. I could not put it off a few weeks, which is where the normal episodes are going to land. And while I have your attention, very quickly, I'll tell you what you can expect in the next couple of weeks of the podcast. And then we're going to get right into the topic at hand. So next Wednesday, I'm going to talk all about my food addiction problem that I had. And that is that's a huge topic for me. I've not gone into that into length. So here on the podcast next Wednesday, you're going to hear that. On Wednesday, July the 4th, I am taking that week off and I'm going to post up something I've never done before. But I'm going to post up a classic interview that I did from 2013. Now, I have said from the beginning of the show that I want to give you first run original content, and that is what I plan to do. However, this week, it's a holiday week. I'll be out of town. So I wanted to hook you guys up with possibly the best non-wrestling interview I ever did. I didn't do a ton of non-wrestling interviews. I wish I did more, but and actually, I did a couple, but in rare circumstances, I'm going to throw in one of these podcasts where there's like a holiday or where it makes sense. And on Wednesday, July 4th, you're going to hear my interview from 2013 with Joe Piscopo, the former Saturday Night Live actor. You might remember him from movies like Sidekicks, which is where I remember him from. And we do talk about that movie. So that's what you can expect on Wednesday, July 4th. On Wednesday, July 11th, I'm going to be talking to Maynard, a.k.a. at that big guy 700. You've seen his pictures. You've seen the transformation. He's lost over 200 pounds, which is absolutely incredible. And we talked all about his journey up till now, where he hopes to be in a couple of years. And I cannot wait. And finally, Wednesday, July the 18th. This is another podcast that I've been waiting to do. I just recorded it last night with Blake Croft. He is coming to the podcast. I was on his podcast, which I had such a blast doing. And coming up on Wednesday, July the 18th, you get to hear my interview with Blake Croft talking all about his podcast, his business, just life in general, where he's at and where he would like to be in the next couple of years. So that is the next couple of weeks of podcasts that are coming up. So you guys have that to look forward to. I think it's just going to be a banger set of podcasts coming your way in the coming weeks. We got a little bit of everything, weight loss, business, all the stuff that I'm interested in, and I think a lot of you are interested in. So we're going to get into all of that stuff, guys. But let's talk about the topic at hand today, why I'm doing a bonus episode. What could possibly make me want to do a bonus episode? And that is really simple. IGTV, short for Instagram TV. That's right. We're talking about it here today. This podcast, I'm recording this on Thursday, June the 21st. I don't know if it's going to publish today or tomorrow, Friday. We'll have to wait and see on that. But the announcement was made on Wednesday, June the 20th, that Instagram was rolling out this brand new platform, this brand new app called IGTV. And guys, I did not sleep so great last night in the sense of I was so excited about this platform. I already launched 3 small videos on it, and I'm already planning to do a lot more on this platform. Let me give you a little bit of a background, because for me, you know, one of my top 5 things that I wanted to do in 2018 was relaunch my YouTube channel. So a couple of years ago, I started the channel. I think I put up 1 or 2 videos. No, actually, I think I did a few more, but it was nothing nearly substantial. I think I did a string of vlogs when I was in Orlando for WrestleMania, and that was about the extent of it. So 2017, I attempted to do something with the channel, and I just, for whatever reason, it just didn't click. But that's on me. So in 2018, I was like, you know, I wanted to put a renewed focus into YouTube, because you see the possibility for this platform and what you could do on it, and what so many great creators, Casey Neistat, obviously, Roman Atwood, Peter McKinnon, Chris Howe, all these great creators and what they've done on YouTube. And, you know, many people say, hey, it's not too late. You can still get on YouTube. It's not, you've not passed the boat on it. And so I started to do some vlogs and some other, you know, various videos on YouTube to just kind of, you know, put it out there. And I got some views and some good feedback, which was awesome. But yesterday's announcement changes everything for me. Because ever since I started my weight loss journey, I've documented this whole thing on Instagram. I've spent all of my social media time for the most part on Instagram. And a lot of people tell you that's foolish. You need to be on Twitter. You need to be on Facebook. You need to be on Snapchat. And I was on everything. I recently did quit Snapchat in the last couple of months because there just wasn't a whole lot going on over there for me. I just don't know if it's something that I really, really want to do. Because there's just not, I didn't see the value in it personally, okay? That doesn't mean there's not value on Snapchat. And if you're somebody that's already on Snapchat and you've got your friends, there's nothing wrong with that. Keep doing what you're doing. I think you should be on every social. For me, though, you know, I do have a Facebook. I basically post my Instagram photos to Facebook. I want to do more content, but I'm not so sure how that's going to roll out. And then, you know, Twitter's there, but man, Twitter is not what it used to be in 2013, 2014. It just does not have the fire that it once had. Now, you know, if you're a celebrity or you have a lot of notoriety, you can absolutely get on Twitter and cultivate an audience. But, you know, trying to start over, because I made the mistake. I started over a couple times on Twitter. I just didn't get it. I was like, you know, delete this account, delete that account, start over. And I screwed it all up. I messed it all up. But, you know, there's just not much. I mean, if you're trying to start from scratch on there, there's just not. I mean, you got to put a lot of time into it. But let's be honest, the time and attention is in Instagram. Everybody knows it. There's a drop in Snapchat, a drop in Twitter. And I think eventually it's going to be a drop on Facebook, as odd as that is to say, because everybody's going on to Instagram. You know, when you think about like Facebook, one of the reasons why I dialed back my Facebook use is just because of how much noise is on Facebook. You know, everybody, they have their, whether it's political opinions and these gigantic paragraphs that no one reads, or, you know, these random videos and ads and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it just got away from what I think used to make it really special, because everybody saw it as a platform. I'm just going to, you know, put all my stuff out there, which is fine, but it just makes it so noisy, I think. And now that's not to say that Instagram is not noisy as well, but for me, I like it because it's pictures. And yes, you could put your text, but if I just want to look at your nice picture, I can look at your nice picture and click like on it, and I don't necessarily have to read a novel if you post it below. Obviously, I do try to make sure I look at a lot of this stuff because I don't want to miss out on important stuff. But I find Instagram, as much people is on it, I find it to be a little less noisier for my taste anyway. And so yesterday when they announced that they're doing Instagram TV, my strategy in terms of how I spend my time on social media has drastically changed. This, what happened yesterday, is a monumental day in social media. It should not be understated. Inside of a year, this is going to be the new normal, folks. This is going to be the new normal, okay? YouTube, while I don't expect it to see a significant drop, you will see, I do predict, a noticeable drop in YouTube as it pertains to people going over to Instagram TV. Think about it like this, okay? YouTube, yes, you can put on your phone and click live. You can go live. You can, you can make little videos on your phone and post them up on your YouTube. But when you look at like who really kills it on YouTube, it's, you know, guys with like the DSLRs and slickly edited productions and things of that nature. Now, I think that that's still going to be at play on Instagram TV. But for the average Joe like you and me, who, you know, maybe we like to do videos and stuff like that, and I, you know, vlogging to me is really exciting. Instagram TV just makes it so much more simple. The video has to originate from your phone. So whether that's you're filming the video from your phone and editing it in some kind of an app, I like to use InShot, or, you know, maybe you will take your DSLR, flip it to the side in the portrait mode kind of video and do video that way. There's so many options, but the video has to originate in Instagram TV app. You cannot, as far as I know, you cannot go on your like computer, for instance, and upload a file. I think that they're eventually rolling that out, but I'm not so sure yet. But this platform, folks, is going to take the world by storm. We're already seeing it. I'm already, you know, just from when it was announced to when I woke up this morning, the amount of more people that are on this platform as of the last 12 hours is staggering. I mean, people are jumping on this thing rapidly. You've got to get on it. This is the time. If you are somebody, let's just say you're listening to the sound of my voice and you are somebody, whether you've followed me on the weight loss journey or you're just somebody who maybe you like some of the business stuff we talk about here, and maybe you're like me and you were on the fence about YouTube and you're thinking to yourself, man, I want to do this YouTube thing. I want to get into the YouTube thing so bad, but you're just not so sure now, right? I'm telling you right now, folks, this is what I'm going to do. Do by all means, do what you need to do. But as far as what I'm going to do, I'm putting all my time and attention into Instagram TV. Bottom line. It's just, that's the way it's going down. I'm putting all my time and attention into it in terms of the time that I spend on social media, the time that I spend creating other than this podcast. I am putting all my time on Instagram TV because that is where the attention is going to be. And again, inside of a year, everyone, and I mean everyone, is going to be on this app and you're going to wish that you had jumped on sooner. So now is the time. Do not delay. Make sure, first of all, if you want to jump on, make sure that your Instagram app is updated, whether you're in the Apple or Android Marketplace store. Make sure that you have the latest version of the Instagram app, which I think on iOS is version 50. Make sure that you have that. From there, there's also now a separate IGTV app, and you want to make sure that you get that as well. And then when you go inside of your main Instagram app, which is where you might notice it first if you don't download the Instagram TV app right away, you will now see, first of all, you'll notice your direct message icon is different, but you'll also see right next to it, to the very left of your direct message icon, you're going to see a TV icon, and it's going to light up orange when your friends post videos, okay? Once you tap on that, it's going to open up Instagram TV. You're going to be able to see, you know, what everybody's posting on their Instagram TV. It's going to give you a lot of suggestions of people that you may want to follow. Obviously, they're going to mix in the celebs in there. It's just like the explore page, essentially, but just for video. And you're going to see a nice little mixture. You're going to see also, you should have a button on the far right, just above all the overlay. So on the bottom, there's going to be like an overlay. It's going to be like tiles of video thumbnails. And just around the top of there, you're going to see, it should either be a plus sign or you're going to see, I want to say it's a plus sign or the settings gear. And once you tap that for the very first time, it's going to ask you, do you want to create a channel? Obviously, the answer is yes. Boom, hit it. Now you're on Instagram TV. Now you've got the power in your hands to create video and put it out on Instagram. Here's where it gets even better, folks. Okay? Here's where it gets better. So you can go on your stories, right? So you post, let's say you do an Instagram TV video, and now you can go to your story. You know, you grab out your phone. Hey guys, Gary here. Just posted a new video to my Instagram TV, right? And previously, you needed to have 10,000 followers or more or be verified to have the swipe up feature. Swipe up, for those of you that do not know, is a link button where you could link people to an external source outside of Instagram right from your story. Now, with Instagram TV, you have that feature, but it's limited to Instagram TV. So, if you have under 10,000 followers like myself, or you're not verified like myself, you will see this button. You can tap it and it'll ask you which Instagram TV video that you want to link to. And from there, just tap the video and you're done. Okay. Once you go in from there, that's it. You post your story like you normally would, and then people that watch your story can now swipe up and watch your video instantly. This is what's so cool about it too, guys. When you open up the Instagram TV app, you're going to notice how quick these videos load. They actually have like this cool static background when you first open the app, almost like you're watching TV if it's tuned to like channel 3 or 4 that doesn't have a signal. It's really cool to look at that. And when you load up videos, whether you're opening up the IGTV app separately, or if you're swiping up in somebody's story to watch a video, or you're tapping that orange icon next to your direct message button, these videos load up nearly instantly. And that, my friends, is huge. When you go on YouTube, when you go on a lot of these sites, these videos take a few seconds to load. I mean, they do take some time. It's not a long time. It's not more than like 5 or 10 seconds, but it's noticeable. Okay. And when these Instagram video, when these Instagram TV videos load, they load instantly. It's incredible. So right now, here's a couple of the particulars. It's got to be the portrait video, you know, just like the mobile. Look, guys, I fought this video for years. You know, people would, you know, you'd always see like these viral videos of like people getting into fights or, you know, I don't know, car crashes or any other kind of, those are kind of the more extreme examples. But you know what I mean? These viral videos and people hold them with their phone going up and down rather instead of sideways. And I'm like, I used to fight it with the argument of, well, gee, you wouldn't watch like Breaking Bad in portrait mode, would you? But guys, the game is changing. It has been changing for a long time, and Instagram TV just kicked that door wide open, and now portrait mode videos are going to be, or what is it, vertical videos, whatever you want to use it, they're going to be the new norm, not on television, but as far as mobile consumption of video. It's going to continue to be this. They've made this a standard. You cannot upload the other way. So they want creators creating in this format. So what you want to do is inside of your video editing app, you're going to be looking for, what is it, 1080 by 1920. And that'll get you that portrait mode aspect. I have not tested, you know, 4K, 1080p and all that stuff. I do know that the couple of videos that I put together look really nice. I have seen, who is it? MKBHD, who's a YouTube creator. He has one of those red cameras and he shoots in 8K, but posts 4K on his channel. He uploaded some videos. Now, he may have different access than you and me because obviously he is an influencer in the social media space. I don't know what kind of functions that he has versus what we might have, but he uploaded this video. It looked extremely clean. And I don't know if that was compressed or you know, what kind of compression they're using. But go over and check out his Instagram TV channel and you can see what I'm talking about. But it's got to be in that portrait mode. And I'm going to, you know, try shooting in 4K at some point. But I generally shoot in 1080 just because 4K is, it's adopted pretty widely, but it's not the normal yet. And I'm still holding out a couple of more years. I want the prices on those TVs to just tank before I jump on to them. And so for now, I'm just filming in 1080p, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But back to Instagram TV. So The other thing here is that many different folks have reported that they're seeing different lengths of time that they're allowed to upload. I've heard it's going to be as high as 1 hour. I personally only have a maximum of 10 minutes, which is fine. I really don't want to do much longer than that. Unless I start doing my podcast on Instagram TV, which is a potential, it could be done. But also, some people are reporting as low as 5 minutes, which again is not terrible. The three videos that I posted are only about a minute, minute and a half in length. And that's just for now. I wanted to get a couple videos up. I wanted to see what it looked like, how it worked, while providing good content. So there you go. Check your Instagram TV app and just see what your limitations are. Whether you've got the 5 minute, 10 minute, 1 hour, or what have you. Maybe some of you have even other different ones like 15 minutes or 30 minutes or 45 minutes. I'd be very interested to know to see how long your videos are allowed to go. And then also a couple people reported to me that they did not have that swipe up feature. I was actually talking with Blake Croft, a future guest of this podcast, in a DM, and he said that he had to force close the app and reopen it, and it was there. So bear that in mind. Make sure that you are uploaded, or you're updated, excuse me. Make sure you are updated to the latest version of Instagram, because a lot of these things are not going to work if you're not on the latest version of Instagram. So in the App Store, again, I said I think it was about version 50, if I'm not mistaken. But make sure that you are up on the latest software for Instagram. Make sure you have the IGTV app. And let's get to work, ladies and gentlemen. This is the time. This is a very, very special day for content creators. But not just for people who label themselves content creators. It's also important for the average Joe, like me, like you. If you're somebody that uses Instagram to tell your story, you've just been given another tool and another way to get your story out there. So use it. You know, I think of it like this. Here's a perfect example. There are some people that use Instagram stories to go on a rant, right? I've had, you know, some people, whether it be the weight loss community or what have you, and they're posting just long-winded rants in their stories. And I don't know, in my opinion, and no offense to them, I don't know, in my opinion, that that is what stories was designed for. But, you know, when you scroll onto somebody's story, it can look very daunting when you see like more than 10 dots up there at the top. It gets to be a little crazy. So if you're somebody like that and you're listening out there and you know who you are, and I'm not throwing shade at you, I'm just trying to say, get your butt on Instagram TV, because that is the platform that was made for those kind of videos. And you can record uninterrupted from your phone's camera. That's the other thing too. You got to record outside of Instagram. Open up your camera app and start recording. You cannot start recording inside the Instagram TV app. Record from your camera on the outside, and from there, then upload it into Instagram TV, and you're good to go. So for those of you that like to do those long-winded stories, stop that immediately and go to Instagram TV and tell all your friends, hey, I'm ranting and raving about this. I tried this product, or this guy sucks, or whatever your rant is, and get them over on your Instagram TV and start engaging, because you're going to get more eyeballs on there. Another little hack, little tip that I want to give you guys that I think is super important and offers a ton of value is inside of your story. You know, one of the things, you know, using a geotag, you know, a location of where you're at, or just use any location if you don't want people to know where you truly are, but using a hashtag inside of your story, use the hashtag IGTV, because right now it's a hot topic. Everybody's talking about it. And I'm talking about, if you're listening to my voice in the first few days that I'm posting this podcast, use the hashtag IGTV in your story. I have gotten a few hundred extra views of my story because it's getting featured in the IGTV hashtag in story. So make sure you're using that. This is the time, folks. Share this podcast with a friend, please. If this brings you any value, this now more than ever, I need you to share this podcast. I need you to get it out like wildfire for people that are that are thinking about getting on Instagram TV, or you yourself, you want to get on Instagram TV, this is the way. This is the gateway. Get in there now and share this podcast with a friend. Let them know. Leave 5 stars in iTunes. I love 5 stars. But get on Instagram TV and then come back to Instagram and a DM, swipe up, hit the DM and let me know, what do you think about Instagram TV? Are you like, yay? Are you like, nah? Where are you at with Instagram TV? Try it out. Get back to me and let me know what your thought is. I cannot wait to hear what you have to say all about it. So with that being said, I'm getting out of here. If I find more helpful tips, I will do another bonus episode of this podcast in regards to Instagram TV. But for now, I'm going to get out of here. I think we covered the basics, but this is the final word, folks. The time is now. You need to be on Instagram TV if you're creating any kind of content, because people are just now starting to find out about it. They're just now starting to get on it. And if you want to get, you know, if you want to throw your flag in the ground and tell people I'm here, for me, like I want to say Gary Cantrell is here to stay on Instagram TV, that time is right now. That's why I'm not wasting my time putting this podcast out. That's why I'm about to shut my mouth, and I'm not even going to plug my hardworkalwayswins.com web store because there are great stuff there, but I'm not even going to time to plug it because I need to stop this, edit it, post it, and get it out there to you folks. So get out there. Let's rock and roll, folks. It's time. Instagram TV, it's the place to be. Let's roll.